This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, host of The Big Story, Canada's longest-running daily news podcast. For 6 years now, we've been telling one story a day, every one of them about something that matters to Canadians. This spring, though, we're going deeper. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt, the inside story of Ontario's Greenbelt scandal. From political games to stag and doe parties, endangered species, RCMP investigations, and Las Vegas massages, you will hear the full story straight from the people who broke it. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt. New episodes every Monday starting April 22nd, and you can get them all by following The Big Story wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are a sub-science here to make things make sense.
Today we are talking about mewing, a facial reconstructing technique that you can do at home naturally that's taken the world by storm, especially social media. We're going to talk about the science behind it, the history, and if it works. We're also going to be talking about octopus technology and counting calories. Is mewing, is that a Pokemon?
Mewtwo is a Pokemon.
That's the
and
one.
Meowth is a Pokemon. So maybe you were like mixing up. Wow, you're such a nerd these days.
Yeah, no big deal. I like
I'm surprised
traders.
You even knew the word Pokemon.
Is traders nerdy? Yeah. Is reality TV nerdy?
Yeah, but there's a lot of reality TV for non-nerds as well.
Like what?
The Challenge?
Like yeah. What?
Well, I'd say like
TV is TV
I would
nerdy.
Say that like Housewives isn't for nerds.
But no, it's
like
for gay guys.
Or like...
And girls.
There's lots of reality shows that just aren't for nerds. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like The Amazing
But there are
Race.
Lots of nerds that love reality television.
And like history war documentaries are technically reality TV, although I bet a man would be so mad if I said that. So yeah, never mind. It's not like reality TV and Pokemon are the same thing.
Yeah, I would say like I'm more nerd than you. Is that true?
Or,
well, you've got the
sky
glasses.
Blue.
You got the glasses on, loser.
No, I don't know. You like love being a nerd. You're always like, I'm a nerd. And I'm always like, okay, like if you want, I guess. So like you definitely asked that question to be like, I am.
No, I just had a moment where I was like, well, you are like into science and you do wear glasses. And I'm trying to think of, like you like learning. Like, I guess yeah. To many people, you might be a nerd.
Yeah, wait.
But I think like.
I think I am. More
amongst our friends, I would think they would think that I'm more of a nerd.
I actually hate the word nerd and I think it's so stupid. And now I'm like, whoa, I'm mad.
Well, there's nerds, there's geeks. There's different subgroups.
Those aren't different.
Yes. Oh, okay. You're not a nerd then. You don't know.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Want to just like
yeah, let's
start
get in.
Talking about it.
Hit okay. That butt.
Study time.
Study time. Study time. Study time.
So mewing is wow. Is mewing nerdy or geeky? Interesting question.
Well, I think that could end up being problematic to decide right now. So why don't we like okay. Wait until the end?
Okay.
Mewing is interesting. Why don't we talk about just like what it is first?
So the technique. Is everyone at home, you can try this right now. It's actually so simple that it's kind of dumb. It's like you close your mouth, which is like for our podcast.
I closed my eyes.
We're gonna mew for 20 minutes, so it's gonna be silent. But you close your mouth, you allow your teeth to like close, like to touch or like barely not
like
touch.
The way you would just like rest and relax your mouth and face.
Yes. And now you try to force your tongue, your full tongue, including the back, to the top of your mouth. And that's where like the kind of pain sort of technique of thinking, oh, this might do something to my face shape will happen. You have to do this for long periods of time. We'll get into who designed this concept, but up to even 2 years. And then they say your jaw will become more defined in a sexy Instagram filter type of way. So I'm going to try right now putting my tongue on the top of my mouth.
I've been trying it a lot while prepping for this, and I hate the sensation of it, but I guess that's part of it is like, also it's hard to like exercise at first.
That you hate it? Why? Because I like that it hurts.
I started feeling that my jaw was getting sore in a way that scared me, but I'm surprised you like it because you've had jaw issues. But I mean, the overall the overall idea, and this is being promoted a lot on social media, on YouTube, on TikTok, is people being like, look at my transformation. I used to have this kind of like flabby jaw looking thing, and then I started mewing, and now I've got this defined, wider jaw.
Lots of before and after thumbnails on YouTube.
With like, you know, kind of picture like a double chin or like neck fat that's gone. And you're like, okay, wow, mewing is, wow, it's changing the face.
I also thought it would be more active, like it's just putting your tongue on the top. I thought it'd be more like pulsating like your tongue, like but it's just placing your tongue on the top of your mouth, which does come with like a sensation of pain, which makes me think why people buy and like think it's like pain is pleasure, and it feels like it's doing something by doing it, like pushing your tongue to the top of your mouth. But what the act, just like the word mewing, I thought it was going to be a lot more like,
it reminds me of like, you know, that I've literally never watched that model movie with Ben Stiller, is that his name?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Oh yeah, Zoolander.
Yeah, but you know how like they make that like sexy and like lots of gay guys do that face too. It kind of reminds me of that without the cheek suck in, but it is like the tongue is like sucked to the top of your mouth.
Well, one study I read said that like if you actually actively mew like right now, like if you put the tongue on the top of your mouth like for a photo, the suction will pull in your neck a bit. That a lot of people when they do the before and after, they're just like mewing in the moment. So I was kind of like, okay, I want to try this for like group photo. And then everyone's just like smiling, but I'm going to look like a stoic zombie and I'm going to mew and I'm going to go and see if I have a crazy neck suction.
Before we get into the science of it, though, I want to mention, you said it is just the tongue thing. And that is true. That is what mewing is. But there are very like a lot of like tangential things that people associate together. So people who are mewing may also be doing like jaw exercises or things that they would consider facial exercises or like chewing on certain
things. There's like a rubber thing that Joe Rogan is selling.
So I do think it's like it expands beyond just the simple idea, but mewing at its core is what we described. Just that like you want the whole of your tongue, including the back of it, to be
which is the hard part. The back of it is the hard part. And it does force you to close your mouth so you're not mouth breathing. And like everyone who's like a man on YouTube hates mouth breathing. So it's like, okay, I guess your mouth's closed. Okay, so it comes from a guy named Dr. John Mew. LOL. Oh,
I thought his name was Dr. Mike Mew.
Mike Mew is the son. So Dr. John Mew creates mewing in the 1970s as part of an alternative orthodontic practice, which he creates called orthotropics. It's like, okay, like you can't just make up words, but the British, am I right?
Cancel. I mean, like, I guess you can just make up words. Yeah. That's what a language is.
Yeah, and he was like, he was definitely like big up on like the making up of words.
That's what Shakespeare did. So maybe Mr. Mew is like the modern day Shakespeare.
Shakespeare's also British and had an epic jaw. Actually, no, he probably didn't. Anyways, his son, Mike Mew, who obviously hashtag
took over daddy's business.
Yeah, white guy in business took like over his nepotism. Nepo baby Mike Mew, which is great name, MM, is the one who started to popularize it on YouTube and TikTok. So he starts being like, hey everyone, have you ever tried mewing? Because jawlines we know are so in. Have you ever seen Jacob Elordi? So hot. And then it really starts to take off. In 2019, the Google trend for mewing showed like a 100 times growth from 2018. So there was like this serious trend in this idea of mewing from Mike Mew, which is the son.
I certainly see it all over social media.
Really?
Yeah, especially on YouTube. I don't think that I've seen it that much on TikTok myself, but I don't know. I guess there was a time when I like was curious about it because I feel like I've seen lots of videos that are about mewing.
Wow.
And I see it on like Reddit and stuff, because I think it kind of ends up crossing over into other communities that are related to sometimes fitness, that are related to weight loss, that are related to, obviously, if you're doing mewing, you're considering like how you look, and it's trying to transform your body. So I feel like can come up in those other categories.
But also because you're a man and you're talking about man things like Reddit and YouTube, and it's a way to change your face shape for men. The concept of like a pronounced jaw is a masculine thing.
Like sharp angles is like a quote unquote masculine trait.
Yes. And then I was looking, one study I was reading was like talking about, I'm trying to like bury the lead on like how messed up this actually is, but like, you know, I'll go there. But that, yeah, there's not much scientific research to say this works. But they were saying that like, the idea of fillers, men getting fillers in that portion of their jaw to create a more pronounced jaw, like back. It's like not the chin. It's like back from the under the ear. Of the jaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Having that come out, very like Zac Efron's busted face. Mm-hmm. I think Bad Bunny might have gotten it. It's like filler or Bad Bunny mewed for years, but it's filler that does exactly what the mewing thing does. And then it was a study that said since 2019 in tandem, the amount of like filler surgeries for men has skyrocketed. So there's something about the culture of like male aesthetics with this jaw thing that has like simultaneously like grown.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like that it's like an aesthetic, a cultural aesthetic, like what do you say? A trend of now.
Yeah.
Because even, you know, that TikTok filter that like beautifies.
Yeah, it just gives you a strong jawline.
If you're a man.
Yeah, like, a man.
It like
yeah.
makes your jaw way wider.
So that's why I think it's all over Reddit and YouTube because it's like,
quite a masculine. Yeah.
Whereas
thing.
Like contouring your face, like the way that women would do is like, was all over, you know, their YouTube algorithms. Mm-hmm. This is like the male version of contouring.
I would say there are definitely girls who do this but I agree that it's probably like much more in the male space. But it's more than just jaw that people say it impacts, right? A lot of times it's like, get rid of your double chin is kind of what's being proposed.
But also sleep apnea. Like there's the sort of, the mewing, the Institute of Mew, these men from Britain who are, well, they're orthodontists, but they got their doctorates taken away. But they like do claim that there are health benefits from this, including like sleep apnea will go down. They complain that joint pain will go down, these things.
It's like anything where we live in a world where everything is seemingly bad. Like even people make a lot of jokes about this on TikTok now. It's like, don't eat eggs, don't eat cheese, don't eat broccoli, don't eat that. Like even things
like broccoli, that's like the one that is so good.
I know, but then there'll be a video of someone being like, well, that's actually toxic, right? Like there's always some angle of like, don't brush your teeth with fluoride. If you don't brush your teeth with fluoride, you're gonna die. Like everything is constantly facing us. And so I think this kind of fits into that category of like, oh, is your jaw just ever so slightly deviated from the norm? Then you want to do this. Mm. And I think there are lots of people that have insecurities, like myself included, about physical parts, but about like, do I have an underbite? Do I have an overbite? We get like signaled in to these like things that we're supposed to care about ourselves because we're all on social media caring about our bodies, how we're perceived to the world. I think this kind of fits in there. One thing I was going to say, maybe you did already say it, but with mewing, the idea is that eventually that will become the natural position of your tongue, which is why it's like eventually you do it
forever,
so much
that
it's...
Forever my tongue's on the top of my mouth?
Or just like that you've conditioned your body to hold itself in a different way. Which
do
like,
I look different right now?
You look like you're pouting when you do it.
Oh, so I'm brooding for once in my life.
Yeah. But I guess like you can see why... logically people without having to look at studies think this seems reasonable. It's like, okay, well, we exercise muscles in our other parts of our body, maybe we can exercise muscles in our jaw
and a British,
you know, we can improve our posture by changing how we stand.
Wait, they also say that mewing will help your posture, which is, I'm like, how's that work? But apparently that's what they say too.
Well, okay, we're gonna get into some of the actual studies, but the last thing I want to say, unless you have something else, there is a massive, like, I don't know the size of this subreddit, but there's like lots of posts, and I came across like a really big guideline on all the tips and tricks of how to effectively mew. And I started noticing, so I wrote down some of the things. It's like, they are also giving tips on how to breathe properly, like you said, how to change your body posture, what sleep positions you need to go in, how to chew differently, how to swallow differently, tongue exercises, you should lower your body fat. So it's like, you start to realize that you're like, is this really about mewing? Like, if you're starting to add in all those things, you can't then be like, well, mewing work. If you're like, if you're like, I'm gonna spend a lot of energy lowering my body fat, look at my chin's different, it's like, so I think, and that's the reason there's no like proper science studies on this, because like it's so entangled with so many elements, but it would be interesting to see.
Okay, so to get into the science, we'll start with the quote-unquote good before we get into the bad. But so the Mew brothers, son and the Mews,
Mewtwo,
son, Mewtwo, the Mewtwo, the two Mews, were orthodontists, and then they created this thing called orthotropics. So you even get why that, like, just them being those professions gets people to think that what they're saying is valid, and they genuinely believe this. And one of their main claims is that they think jaws are getting smaller due to lack of eating food and due to mouth breathing. So there is some truth to the fact
of eating food.
Yeah, smoothies, like we don't chew. That was a big part of the breath book, which, you know, half the book I love, half the book I think is a cult. But
like we have so much processed food, we don't have to actually like grind it down.
Yes, which is a really interesting part of the breath book, and where there are studies that that do find that this is to be true. Okay. Like, there are issues with the fact that we are not chewing as much. We get that's a great way to think of it. We get processed food, which has been pre-chewed for us, essentially. That's essentially what processing food is.
Yeah.
Compared to the quote-unquote hunter-gatherers, which all these boys definitely love. So that is true, and they actually think it is affecting jaw size. And so there is truth to that. And then also, children who have jaws that are like outside of the norm and usually need it to be fixed through braces or through orthodontal work, like that is a thing. And whether or not that's genetic or environmental is like something that can't currently be answered by science. But the Mew brothers are very much pushing that it's environmental.
They believe that by just they're saying like you can change your body and
And they're like maybe like, oh, your jaw's messed because your genetics. Tongue's in the wrong place. Whereas like they actually got their qualifications taken away because of how strongly they were ignoring the genetic aspect of a jaw issue. Okay. To the point that the British Orthodontic Society expelled Mike Mew, and the General Dental Council held a misconduct hearing regarding their treatment, because they're like, you're completely misinforming people around how this works.
I think especially when people have an actual condition or
you might need braces, you might need surgery.
Yeah. And then not to say like some of the like professionals speaking about this that I came across were like, we just don't have studies that this works. But when it's persuading somebody who should otherwise get surgery to think that they can just fix their problem with this, that's when it can become a problem, because that person might have like a lifetime issue now that they didn't address, especially if they're like a young person who had like a severe oral issue.
And there's no credible research to say that this works, so you should not listen to any of the misinformation that they do proclaim. But there's also no like evidence to say that it's bad.
Yeah, beyond like anecdotally some people being like, it can cause like a jaw pain, it might trigger some, like everyone has different sensitivities.
Yeah, but if you have a jaw sort of issue, they're like, go to your orthodontist or to a medical
And if you start mewing and your jaw is getting really sore all the time, you should stop. But it's not like, you're right, it's not like really causing a major issue for people. So at least it's not as insidious as some other things where like a practitioner might recommend like literal drugs that could actually
it is interesting that the son was literally kicked out of the British Orthodontic Society. Like, I guess orthodontists are mad.
Yeah, and if you're promoting something that is not based on evidence, that is problematic.
Do you think that, like, just thinking of like getting in the heads of these people, they're like, well, of course the orthodontists are mad, they want your money.
Probably. I think I saw some of that.
That is an interesting.
Is that there's something to lose by giving people their own solutions. And so on the one hand, I'm just like, okay, if this isn't really causing harm, except to maybe people who otherwise do actually need like surgery or braces or to take in some professional help, I mean, there's lots of things in life that we all do, whether it's superstitiously or that we're just like, I'm going to kind of do it this way because I think it's better and it's making me look better. Like, fine. I think it's like all power to you. If it gives you a sense of like autonomy and control and it's not affecting anyone around you.
Yeah. They originally started the concept of mewing for children, thinking like, which is true, that the development of like a children's mouth is more prone to like needing to be changed. So it is true that if you're like a child and you're growing and you're placing your tongue in the wrong place, that can affect your face shape. Like that's a part of orthodontics.
And I actually, in my video on breathing and how breathing can be so amazing, I know you mentioned this. It's like, there's not a lot of evidence, but there is some evidence that mouth breathing in younger people can cause face changes, shape changes. And so, okay, then maybe there's not an exact study having a correlation, but we can see, okay, the way you hold and use your mouth and nose may impact your face and body. But of course, most people mewing are adults. And exactly in that case, you should talk to a professional who will like work through that with you and your child.
And they, my point was that they started with the child development thing, which I think orthodontists were like, okay, like that is fair. And then all of a sudden they became like, oh, and as adults, as it started to pick up, they're like, as an adult, you can change it. Where, and I think a lot of orthodontists were like, wait. Like it made more sense when you were talking about the development of the mouth, because that is the important time for like people to think about where their jaw placement is and to get it changed.
And maybe it could be a genuine kind of therapy for somebody who has a breathing issue or is like developing in a way that's causing problems for their jaw. Okay, let's talk with the doctor and physician about how to train, quote unquote, them how to like breathe properly and hold their mouth properly. Fine. I have an interesting study I came across that looked at the resting position of the tongue and in different positions and tried to see like, are more muscles activated? Like, by mewing, are you triggering more muscles? Are you like building strength? This wasn't specifically about mewing, but it was just about like facial muscles. So they literally like tested everyone before to see like what their body and electro whatever was. And then
electro.
Well, you know, they're like testing like the electrical activity in their muscles and their jaw in their like natural holding positions. And then they assign them to different categories. So some people like had their tongue sitting in the bottom. It was like, do not touch the roof of your mouth at all. Some people were told to like touch the full roof of their mouth and a variation of that. Basically, they found there's no significant differences in muscle activity as a function of tongue position. So you're not actually like changing the muscles in your jaw that much to the degree that you will like strengthen them as though you've gone to the gym. So I thought that was interesting.
Are there... Now I'm like, we need to do a separate one about those little balls that people are biting that Joe Rogan's hold.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that now, because that's not mewing.
I saw that come up casually. I didn't actually like research it, but that's what I meant when I was like, it's tangential to mewing, because I think people who mew might also be like, oh, I should get that and like strengthen my jaw.
Well, the thing is like, I had jaw problems. My jaw locked once where I was like, aha! It was crazy. And it wasn't just from sucking dick, but it was like... Literally, they were like, you're gay, interesting. Like, it was like a part of it. And I was just like, okay, but it also could be other things. It could be a lot of things. But I had like a clicking jaw. And then one day it just like clicked so hard that I was like, and I went to a dentist who like clicked it back. It was crazy. But then I went to a, because you made me think of electro, like they put a, what is it called?
Oh, like they were like zapping
it
your...
It was awful. They put...
Electroshock therapy into your jaw.
Electroshock therapy.
You're like, although, and I'm straight.
I do want to do an episode on electroshock therapy because that is actually coming back, which is wild.
What?
Yeah.
Okay,
like
dark.
Light shocking to the brain as a mental health... I know. Okay, so anyways, hold on, folks. We're going to get to that one because it is fascinating. Anyways, no, what is that stuff that you won't do where they put the needles in your back?
Acupuncture?
Yeah. So it was acupuncture, but then he hooked it up to this like electrical thing. And then
he stabbed needles in your jaw.
So it's needles and three needles in your jaw. And then they go, and the electricity goes, and it's like actually crazy because your jaw goes, I know. I feel like.
Could never.
Yeah, I know you could never.
Like, I've done acupuncture in my knee once and it cured my knee and I hated it so much. I was like, well, I guess I just have to. When my knee pain came back, I was like, well, I can never get that again.
Yeah. Okay. You're like, and you want to go on Survivor.
Well, there's There's no lots of people have needle fears. I'm actually not afraid of needles, like to get vaccines and stuff. But there's something. It did such a weird sensation.
No, it's a different type of needle when it's not the same. And they're leaving it in, yeah. and then they're electrocuting you.
That's not right.
And then you pay them like $120, and then you do it like week after week. And I was kind of actually after he does it, you're all loosened up. He comes in, and then he like pulls your jaw. It was so intense.
Every element of that story is something I hate more and more.
Yeah. But like, then
the idea of someone moving
now
my
I can
jaw.
Suck down. No, I'm kidding.
Now you like but, open your mouth. Yeah. Like, you like can open your snake. Jaw so big.
But the interesting thing was a mouth guard was like, I really think would help too. But I have not had any jaw issues since.
I'm just picturing what? Like it's a night guard. Like you wear a mouth guard during the day. But I was like picturing you player. Just like every day. Like,
no, but it was like a very interesting thing that I had a clicking jaw for years, and then these things worked. So there is obviously
There's lots of people who experience jaw issues and jaw pain, especially if you also are like anxious or stressed. Like a lot of people carry their stress by tensing their mouth and clenching their jaw.
I like the beat. I hold the beat to music in my jaw. And I was like, and he actually was like, that's dumb for you to do that.
You hold
like,
the beat?
Like, I'll go like I'll move my jaw, like my teeth back and forth, like to like, cause I listen to music 24/7 to the beat. And then, cause he was like, you're not like, I don't grind my teeth. I was like, no, I grind my teeth to the music, my friend. And he was just like, yeah, don't do that. But anyways, my point is that there is something about like jaw issues and even like that sort of concept, like it worked because the dentist I went to said like she loved this guy, but there are like probably people who that doesn't work for. Mm-hmm. I really think that the mouth guard in the end was the actual solution. I don't know if I needed to electroshock therapy myself into becoming straight for it. Like part of me does deep down believe that it's just that I needed a mouth guard at night to like not to like lock
to minimize
my jaw.
But
like it kind of just made me think like I can see how people subscribe to different ways of fixing solutions without necessarily knowing what the exact reason is.
Yeah. But I ultimately, it's like, even when you go on like these subreddits, and I have one other funny thing from the subreddit I'm going to read. But even when you go on them, there's so many posts that are like, how come you still mew even though there's zero scientific evidence? Every now and then someone will be like, here's like something I found. But like most people, at least who are like,
why are you doing it? Because we know there's no scientific evidence.
I guess there's a difference between knowing something doesn't work. Like maybe people hold out faith. Like there just hasn't been research on it. And that's fair. Like,
I think that's a lot of people right now.
And that's a lot of people in a lot of spaces. Like,
yeah, intermittent fasting. Yeah, like,
oh, well, there's evidence for that.
Girl, do we need to do a part two? It ain't coming in very well, my friend.
That's not true.
That is true.
Oh, we're going to
fight. I literally have a new meta-analysis that can... Oh, okay. We want to fight?
Put it in. Put it in the
we're
list.
We're doing intermittent fasting
all
part
I mean,
two,
though,
and there are going to be
it's like,
arguments.
A, it's not necessarily harming people. If it is, they'll probably realize it's having a negative impact on them. Two, they might go, well, there's not like a study that disproves or shows that it doesn't work, so maybe there's just no research yet
to
show that it works. Like, but something I found interesting... On that same like massive Reddit guideline, it said it was a section that was called proposed practices for fastest results. So this is under mewing. And then there's a section like called healthy diet, quality sleep, anaerobic exercise.
Oh, so like
HIIT training, fasting, sunbathing, grounding, and no fab. So you're like, okay,
no fab
was like one of the things. So I'm like, some of these categories,
like the cum in your balls is gonna go up and make that Mewtwo.
I don't know,
man. No fab.
Oh, there was also like a list of supplements. So at that point, you're like, you're modifying so many other things. Like, of course, if you're suddenly doing aerobic exercise and fasting and sunbathing and getting quality sleep, like your body is gonna change.
Also, there was it was like a big part of the incel community.
Mewing?
Yeah.
I guess it's
but I'm like sometimes I'm just like what? Like apparently it was like a big thing.
Well, to modify your body. I guess anyone who's feeling insecure about their sexual attractiveness or
Yeah. But like it is just so interesting when you're like reading a study and all of a sudden they're just like, oh yeah, an incel's do it. And you're just like, okay, what is happening? Like what? Like that to, then you're just like, okay, now I'm like really lost. Cause it's just like, this is how does like a jaw
I mean, it's
exercise.
Easy. I think many, many more people than incels do it. And it's easy to just like take a group that like,
but apparently there was like a, like in
people.
The like growth of the incel movement of like 2018, 19, there was a mewing movement. And it's just like, that is so weird. But there's no there's no peer reviewed.
There really is just no reliable research on this.
And all the reliable resources are people saying that. Yeah. Talking about the Mew brothers, the popularity, how actual issues need to be addressed by healthcare professionals. You can fix your jaw. You can, if you have issues, and it's probably genetic and environmental. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I guess there's nothing that
and
bad.
Those before that, like, and afters, like, it's
they're like, it's lighting.
Like fitness before and afters. Yeah, yeah. It's like people change their angles. They suck things in. They flex. They do. It's easy to fake before and yeah. afters, or like convince yourself that you had a change because of the way you're like holding your posture.
Well, there's like, it's kind of like reminding me of like face yoga, which is like a goopy new thing, like Goop as in Gwyneth Paltrow. Like you suck in like doing a sour face, like, and then you like hold it and you're like, okay, ow, that hurts. I guess I'm doing something. Or you blow out one cheek, like, and then you toss the air to the other cheek. Like
I do that for fun all the time.
And then you like, just rub up your eyebrow, like literally just like pull your skin above your eyebrows away as if to like pull away your wrinkles and touch under your eyes. It's like, okay, it's all kind of related. It's like, these feels like exercise. Mm-hmm. It's a new idea, like in some ways, or I don't know, like I'm pretty sure like Goop didn't invent it. It's probably like truly an ancient practice, but it's like, it's probably not harming the person. Mm-hmm. And we live in such an insane, like, optimize your body world that any, like, let's make one up right now. Like, we could just make one up. We're ASAP Science. We could truly make
a bunch of
people.
Yeah, it's like you want a snatched nose. You have to just flare your nostrils five times. And then suck, like, squeeze the nostrils and suck. And try and keep the nostrils closed. If you do that every day, you'll get a drag queen snatch nose. You won't even have to do your makeup anymore. Yeah. It'll just have like the dark lines and then the little white dot on the tip.
And if you kind of like take your chin and you kind of like squeeze it and then you like release it in a year and a half to 2 years, which is how long they say mewing takes, you'll get the little butt chin. You'll get a little butt chin. And there's like actually a really good timeline because no one will do that for 2 years. And they'll be like, oh,
I just didn't commit.
It probably is because I just didn't commit. But
we'll be on social media getting surgery being like, well, we did a little
liver kick.
Stretches.
We just ate liver and then find out we spent thousands of dollars on steroids. Yeah. Like it's not that hard to trick people. And I think we're in such a social media age of fitness influencers. Like at a certain point, how many times are we going to tell someone how to like do a bench press? Mm-hmm. There's a finite amount of content that can be made. So I can imagine it's like easy to be like, wait, no, I'm going to start talking about this jaw thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell people that.
And here we are talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, it's not like, it doesn't seem as insidious as other things.
It's not. Yeah.
But it's all linked. It's all linked to men trying to not die. Trying to live forever.
There's lots of women who are trying to not die.
But you know, it's me. So I'm going to pick on the men because I'm watching YouTube and I'm watching Reddit and it's giving man.
Yeah. Lots of things are giving man. I think that's the consensus, the conclusion. There's not really evidence for it. Do it if you feel like it, but it's probably not going to make a big difference for you. But I'm sure some people might message it and say it did. So, you know, everything has anecdotal experiences that are not supported by evidence.
And we're going to keep listening. Like maybe next week, we're going to talk about those like weird chew balls.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Because I am curious about
that. Into that.
Again, sorry, I think I got lost with what I was saying. But when I had that jaw issue, they said it could. They're like, don't chew gum. They're like, don't. So I'm kind of like, wouldn't a chew ball be bad? That's why.
But maybe your jaw was being overstimulated or something.
But I can't imagine you're not being. Isn't a chew ball epic overstimulation of thine jaw?
But maybe not if you don't have jaw problems.
Oh, I see. I should.
You were sucking too much dick.
Okay, so now we're gonna move on.
Okay, we'll take a little break and then we'll come back. Oh, what was that?
Close.
Okay, see ya.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What did we learn this week?
So mine's really cool, I think, sort of. But it's like a patch. These scientists in South Korea created, it's like a soft, stretchy rubber patch that on one side is smooth. On the other side, it's covered in tiny little suction cups, like 3 millimeters in size each, designed to be like the suctors of an octopus tentacle. And they're like, if you put... like smear a medication onto someone's arm, then clamp this on the skin, it will deform and reduce the physical barrier of your skin, allowing the drug to go into your skin 2/5 of the way through your human skin, therefore like absorbing the drug into you without needles.
Mm.
And like, although there's only sort of one antibiotic that they tested, but they did it on pig skin.
Okay.
Then they did it on cadavers, and they didn't do the drug part, but on humans, they tried to see if there's irritation, and there wasn't.
Okay.
And it would even absorb into the skin 30 minutes after the whole barrier was removed. It's not really like something that can like go to market yet, but it's the beginning of this idea of being able for people to like self-administer drugs at home.
Huh. That would otherwise require potentially vaccines.
Yeah. Or like, and then there's also, like we did with our vaccine videos for COVID, people who are genuinely scared of needles, mm-hmm. who don't get vaccines because of needles,
yeah.
is a lot higher than you might think. So it'll also help with that. And I was just like, I love when they use nature to do cool stuff.
Yeah. It feels like all the answers are in nature.
Or even like, it feels like all the answers are in octopuses.
Yeah.
There's such a lore around them.
Mm, I love octopuses.
I know. It's like, don't order that on the menu. So sad. People are really good at being like, octopus on the menu. And then like, obviously
so
not
unique
thinking about
looking,
it.
Looking, I guess, like when you see tentacles. Is that why?
Or I also...
It's so popular. I guess it's just seafood.
Yeah, right? It's just seafood.
Like, there's a lot of squid and
I
stuff.
Also think it's like an interesting sort of like... class thing. Like, it's usually expensive. It's like, mm-hmm. very much like if you're at a restaurant and like someone goes, what's the best dish, like they're always like, oh, the octopus. Mm-hmm. Like there's something about, yeah. there's, it's like lobster vibes, but it's like, and I think people are actually very good at cognitively being like, oh yummy, a potato that looks like an, like,
yeah,
like they don't think about,
well,
it.
That's everything we eat, that's an animal. It's pretty dissociated from what the actual,
but the
thing
octopus
is.
One comes and you're like, that's a tentacle.
Oh, that's when it's worse.
Yeah.
That's when you're actually like, that's the full animal.
But that's what's so crazy is like, I'm like, I still think like, and right. I'm guilty of it too. Like, you can turn your brain off. Whereas like when a slab of like pork comes,
yeah, it
it's
looks
more
nothing,
generic.
Like a, yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't remind you at all of a pig.
Well, anyways, we went there, but it was like, it's based off, it's called like, it's not called the octopus patch, but in my
that's
head,
cool.
I'm like, that's freaking cool. And I could just picture that. In the future.
The puss patch.
The puss patch. Send that to the South Korean scientists. We have an idea for the name, puss patch. But I can just think in the future, if that happens, it'd be really interesting. Because like the needles.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, like I'd prefer to like just have something that can suction onto my arm,
yeah.
to be honest.
And it's like, giving like sci-fi future, like suction, the physics of suction is like rad.
Mm. Okay, mine is very relevant to anyone who counts calories. My boyfriend.
Okay, yeah, I have my fitness pal. Okay, I saw like a viral tweet that was like, after you give a blowjob and you swallow the cum. It's like gay guys swallowing cum.
Oh,
and
you're
like,
you're gonna,
oh, 1 second, I just have to log it in my fitness pal.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, like logging the activity of it as well.
No, logging like
the calories.
The like, cows. Anyways.
Okay, so... I just thought this was really interesting. There's, you know, people are obsessed with like calorie counting or just like thinking of food in a very specific way. And I know that it's very contentious because some people are like, it's not just calories, calories out, calories in versus calories out, blah, blah. This gives another piece to the puzzle, which is that there is a major flaw with calorie counting. And here's, I want to share some evidence.
You just like keep edging the whole time.
No.
And then it ends.
Okay. So there's research into eating almonds that found two very... awesome insights.
You are still doing it.
Number one, they found that a calorie labeled is not the same as a calorie digested. So in the case of almonds,
yeah, makes sense.
About 20% of the calories come from fat and does not actually get absorbed. But yet the calories on like a package of almonds will represent that what how many calories are actually in them.
The fat in almonds doesn't get absorbed.
20% of the fat of almonds is like does not get absorbed into the human body.
Okay.
So that's one angle of it. And they found this with nuts in general. Like they're not totally bioavailable. They just, sometimes you can even just like see nuts in your stool movement afterwards.
Ew.
Okay. And so that's important because a lot of people, A, are afraid of eating nuts because they're very high calorie.
Why? What? It's like nuts are so healthy.
I know, but they're really dense in calories. So people are like, oh, it's not a good diet food. But number two, another study found that different people absorb different amounts of calories from almonds, even between twins. So the difference from a handful of almonds.
You're like, the way you're looking at me is so intense. I've never seen you so overworked by almonds.
Some people get 56 calories out of a handful and some people get 168 calories.
Whoa.
So that's a pretty huge difference from a handful of almonds.
So one twin's shitting out almonds and the other one's not.
Yeah, their body's just not digesting it. And I think it's
that is important. So
I think
true.
Within the context of your own body, you can track calories because it might give you a reference point of like what I ate before, what I'm eating now.
But you won't ever know if it's just like an app. Like the app I use is like so arbitrary.
Yeah. Or what I mean though is like, especially in the conversations of like some people's bodies just actually absorb more food or like digest food more. It's not the same. You eating the exact same meals as me will not result in our bodies being the same.
Yeah, that's important.
And I think I understand when you're doing calorie counting for yourself, but as soon as you start to put it on other people, it's like,
what do you mean put it on other people?
Well, a lot of people will be like, oh, if you're bigger bodied, you just need to eat less. And it's like that bigger bodied in the first place because your body's like better at absorbing things.
Yeah.
On top of many different things, like hormonal differences and this. So I think but people who are rude and in the fitness industry sometimes like talk down to people like, all you have to do is cut your calories, and it's not. And on top of that, there's so many like the way people's brains work is like different. But this was just one interesting fact. The exact same food can lead to different calories.
That's important to remember. People. And almonds are good.
Almonds are really, nuts are really, really healthy. Definitely eat them. Don't be afraid of their high calorie count.
Yeah, you might not even be absorbing them. You might just be like shitting on them.
And that's good. A little bit of fiber, a little bit of stool filler. Yeah, so that's all I have. Like, do we want to go on to
a comment corner?
Okay.
So you can get in touch with us, ask us questions, or even just tell us how you feel about us talking about sucking dick all the time at asapscience.com/chat.
Yeah.
Comment corner. Hi guys. Oh my gosh. I just want to say I love you guys so much. Like, you guys are actually my day ones, because I started watching you guys when I was like 10, and now I'm in my second year of university, and Wednesdays are like the highlight of my day whenever you guys drop a new podcast. And I always watch your ASAP Science videos. Like, you guys were my childhood. And are still a big part of my life. But yeah, my question for you guys is, what has been the most fulfilling part of ASAP Science and everything you've created with it?
Aw, so that was from By Ravi. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it. Sorry,
wait,
I didn't
care
about
your name. How old was she? We're so old.
We're old. Always a nice little reminder that we're old. But actually, in a lot of ways, that's beautiful that we've been able to do this for so long.
That was really sweet. Wow.
So the question is, what are
the
most
fulfilling?
Proud of or most fulfilling? Oh, did I not listen properly?
Yeah, no, no. She said most fulfilling. Proud, okay. Same vibes.
Same word, right?
Yeah, good question. Oh, boy. I just went cross-eyed.
Yeah, wait.
Definitely, like, okay.
Our poppers video? No, I'm kidding.
I really liked when I explained to people how poppers changes your whole. Okay. Episode done. No. Well, kombucha girl. Oh. there is something about...
So weird that that's Brittany Broski.
Yeah. Now, she really did a good job of getting herself out of that name.
Yeah.
I feel like it's such an interesting, great question, because I have always been obsessed with science and I never thought I'd be able to be someone who like makes other people interested in science. So that's probably the most fulfilling part. But I do think there is something about like talking about poppers. Or like when
like
you
breaking
go,
the mold of typical science communication.
Yeah, maybe? Or just like science communication. We've talked about it a million times on this podcast ever. It's so mask and British stoic man boring that like I do find that when we talk about like things that we are like more involved with, like eating ass. Okay, I need to. I can't believe I'm like, can we edit this? I can't believe it. But there's something that is like very
videos
like,
that don't. Yeah, that other people wouldn't make.
And just being like, these are like, this is important information. But I also think that whenever we've sort of done videos, but yeah, it's things that we care about. So like things that we actually stick our neck out for, like the science of being transgender being valid, the science of abortions and how like messed up the way that like America is going is from a scientific perspective, like making those videos, like challenging like the government for like looking for oil in indigenous waters, like all those videos are the ones that like on my deathbed, like, oh, she died, I'm gonna be thinking about. And they're weirdly like, I don't know, not like they're hard to make, but they're like hard to, yeah, they're hard to make for
and
some
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, there's not.
People hate on you for them. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It takes a different kind of toll to like put something out there that you know lots of people will be angry about.
Well, it's also really messed up now that I'm reflecting. It's like the ones I care about are actually the ones that I'm like, oh, okay, everyone's mad at me. Because I like said that like transgender people like are scientifically real. You know what I mean? It's just like, It's just crazy. Like the fulfilling aspect of ASAP Science has come out of challenge. Yeah. And then whenever we're like, is weed bad? It's like, it's like not that fulfilling.
Yeah. But it's easy to like get
everyone
on
loves them.
Yeah. I think mine's like pretty similar. I'll try and say something different, but I agree about just like being two queer people in STEM, despite still being like men. I think that we fill a different niche, especially that 11 or 12 years ago was like difficult and didn't exist. And it was like, we didn't really have like science girlies as much, but now we do. I feel like there's more of them.
Science girlies.
Well, I just feel like there was only men we had to hang with at the beginning.
Oh.
Now I feel like there's a bunch of like STEM girlies that are like,
I know, you just stop calling them girlies.
Okay, STEM women.
Yeah, I'm just like, you're like infantilizing.
I'm just, no, I'm sorry. I only say that out of love as a gay man who likes to have my girlies around.
Okay, I mean. Just like, I don't know why that word is triggering me so hard.
If I go to a new space and I see girls, I'm gonna go walk over there.
I guess you mean like when we did it in the early days, there were zero.
Yeah, or at least that we were getting to meet. There weren't zero, but we were going to lots of events and stuff where it was just all straight men. Who also, like, many of them have been so great. It's not to like,
oh yeah, no, they are great.
But outside of that, I don't know. I think just like that we've done it for so long, which on one hand, it's like a double-edged sword. Like on the one hand, I'm kind of like, we've done it for so long. Like,
I was actually 5 years old and now I'm in second year university and it's like, you guys are still talking at me, but it's fine.
So yeah, that's the one hand of being like, wow, should we stop? But the other is like, to just have had this random idea and tried to do this thing and then 12 years later be like, whoa, we're like still doing this.
Yeah.
And I do still think we're like making videos that we find interesting. And it's like, not only are we lucky to get to still do it because lots of people have
coming on. It's so fun.
I think it's like, I am proud of just like that we made that a reality.
Yeah. And I often, and like it's in a selfish way, it's like from a fulfilling standpoint, it's like, I love learning. I've always loved learning. That's why we started this. And now I'm like, oh, I still get to learn.
Yeah.
Like every day I get to learn
about that. I won't say on here, but I was just like really high the other night. I was just like,
no, you can say you got high. In fact, in the last week, you've been high a lot more than me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Buddha.
Okay. I've been in a dark place. Okay.
Wait, but what was the high thought?
Or just really thinking about how like to be youthful is to learn new things. So on the one hand, it's like we have done ASAP Science for so long and it's kind of become like the same thing. We have the formula to make a new video. Of course, we're learning new things. But Greg sent a video from his Spanish class where you guys were like saying the words out loud. It was like, yo quiero, tú quieres, as a class. And it reminded me of literally being in kindergarten. And it was like, oh my gosh, you're literally a young person. Like, young children have to be like learning. It's so hard to learn at that age.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking like, that's how people stay young. It's not just like casually like, oh, I'm learning new facts. It's like, no, how can you put yourself in situations
totally.
Where you're like learning something that's actually so you don't know anything about and you're going to actually put your brain in the mindset of a 3-year-old.
Yeah, which is where
who I'm knows how to Spanish. Speak, but is now yeah. like knowing, having to learn something actually challenging, like proper grammar. I don't know. I just thought
lifelong, that's an like it's way very like, you know, like live, laugh, love, like mm-hmm. lifelong learner. But it's like that is actually probably like one of the most important things my parents instilled in me. Mm-hmm. They're lifelong learners. Yeah. And like, it just sounds so basic, but I'm like, me too. And it's like, it is so healthy and it does bring youth. And I truly in class, I'm like, oh, I'm a kid. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like,
but
I'm,
it's sometimes difficult to, sorry to cut you off. Sorry.
Well, you did, but I'm continue. Sorry.
I was just saying, sometimes it's difficult to put yourself in the difficult situation.
Well, that's because you have toxic masculinity. No. I'm kidding.
I just mean sometimes you're doing something and you're like, this is really hard. It's way easier to do the thing that you're an expert at.
No, but it's, no, I guess it's just like, because, yeah, okay, maybe my parents made me think it's so easy. And it's like, I do have like, I'm into self-deprecation. So I like to be kind, like I'm not afraid of failing, which I think is maybe what you're saying. Some people don't want to go. It feels really hard to be like, oh, I'm actually bad at something. If you're learning something new, you're going to be bad at it.
Yeah. And there's an element that is like the fear of failing, but the other element of like, it's actually very hard to do something new.
But it's one thing to like
learn another science study.
Like,
it's another.
Sad.
Yeah, of course.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I'm like, the other end is actually being like,
well, that's what I started thinking. About. Like, an old brain is a brain that's not being challenged in those new ways, which is like a brain that has nothing left to do.
Well, everyone in my class, obviously, if you're listening, like, there are some that are like my age, but like, most people are like 60 plus.
That's cool.
That's yeah. what I mean. I'm like, I feel like maybe you realize something. Mm-hmm. Even like me with bird watching, I'm like, it's so hard and I'm learning so much, but like, everyone's really old. Mm. Like, I bet that it does come with retirement. You probably start to go, wait, I need to keep my brain youthful by doing and learning new things.
Yeah.
So you're just, it's like, it might be a realization that comes to a lot of people. No, what I was going to say was that I like am a child and I realized that like all my teachers were always like, you don't shut up. And now I'm like, I'm disrupting this Spanish class.
You are.
Yeah.
You're the one.
No, I'm not. I'm not like,
by the way, we both are taking this Spanish class, but on different days. I'm absolutely silent.
Okay. It's so like,
takes
no, like
so much no, out of me to go like, hola.
Like a guy came up to me and he was just like, you're so funny to me that you just shout everything. Like, you just shout out. And I was like, what?
I should be in this class
like,
with you.
No, because she'll always say like, pan comida, which means like piece of cake. It's like whenever you do something, she'll be like, pan comida. And she'll
that's
be like,
that's what that means.
Yeah. Cause like, bread it's like eat. A, it's like, she's like trying to be like, she's just mm-hmm. so exuberant. And mm-hmm. I just like feed into it. But also I realize I'm like, okay, I'm like not, we'll do a video on ADHD, but I get bored. Like when
you
things
need to be, yeah,
if things are easy, if things are easy, and no offense to everyone in the class, but sometimes I'm like, come on,
well,
it's
already,
a stop.
You've like, already taken
no,
classes.
But so are a lot of people I'm talking to. I'm just like, am I a genius? I'm kidding. But when I get bored, I just start shouting out and just like, saying funny shit, like literally like trying to like punchline, like she'll say something and it'll kind of remind me of something funny, then I'll like quip in a joke and like everyone will laugh, but she'll also be like, shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
She'll be like, and let's focus.
And like she'll like say things like Felice, or she'll be like Greg is always happy, or like literally things like Greg is loud. Like she'll like comment on me, like my presence. And I'm like, this is the shit that my teachers always said to my parents. They're like, he doesn't shut up. He like gets the work done and like, I can't really complain, but he's ruining it for everyone. And I'm like, it is reminding me of kid vibes. Like if she had to give a report card to you, she'd be like, he's doing fine, but he's like yelling out insane shit and it's distracting everyone. And it's like compulsive. Like I'm not like, it doesn't feel like I have control. Like the pan comida thing. Like I'm always like, pan comida.
Like you yell it after.
I just yell it after we all do things. And then she's like, yeah, pan comida.
You know what? Our class could use one of you though, because no one in our class really says like anything that loud, so it ends up being very awkward. But sometimes our teacher is like, ask me questions, someone yeah. has to answer this, or someone has to ask a question, or someone give me something.
Yeah, the other day she was like, Greg, that was an amazing question. Because it was like the idea of you plural and you, someone mm-hmm. asked, like, now I'm just like, everyone's like, I'm turning off this podcast with this like bragger. And I'm like, I really don't like bragging, but I'm just, I was like, it was an interesting question. And okay. You know how you say E2, like, and you, if it's one person, mm-hmm. She was sort of like being like, well, when do you use the you plural? Mm-hmm. Like ustedes or in like Spain, they use a different thing. And she was like, no, you'll always respond E2. But then I was like, wait, but like, no, if a class of people said like something,
we love you.
Yeah.
Teacher.
She would be like, and she was like, whoa, yeah, you would have to switch it to the plural.
Ustedes?
Yeah. Or to the plural of you. Because it's not going right back and forth. It's not always E2. Mm. And I was just like, okay. I think people weren't understanding what the plural of you was. And actually I wasn't even either until, wow. Now it's just like, yeah, people are like, we've moved on.
Yeah, they're like, we're not here for a Spanish lesson.
Okay, so thank you for that question.
If you made it here.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I'm just learning because I do think Bad Bunny, like, one day is going to be by and ask me out. And then he's going to be like, oh, have you been mewing? Your jaw's great. And I'm going to be like, have you been mewing? And he's going to be like, no, it's filler.
Okay. Bye.
Peace. ASAPScience.com/chat. And you can be on the pod.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your voices.
So peace. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.